This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Members of the Ukrainian military who are still in the remains of a steel plant near Mariupol have suffered heavy casualties and are low on supplies. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The plant's been one of the last holdouts of Ukrainian fighters, including those who are part of the Azov regiment, according to a video filmed by Ilya Samolenko, a lieutenant with Ukraine's army, and aired by UK broadcaster Sky. The end could be in sight.
We're taking heavy casualties, we're taking losses. Every day might be our last. We have extremely limited resources that are very short as for now, and the result of this might be our imminent death or capturing by the enemy, which is also means death for us.
The Azov Regiment of the Ukrainian National Guard is a seasoned volunteer force that's widely considered one of Ukraine's most capable units. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. House of Representatives has emphatically approved a fresh $40 billion Ukraine aid package that beefs up to President Joe Biden's initial request. The measure signifies a magnified U.S. commitment to thwart Russian President Vladimir Putin's bloody three-month-old invasion. After a meeting with President Biden, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told reporters that a congressional delegation's visit to Ukraine reinforced the need for more U.S. support. The bill won wide bipartisan support. It contains $7 billion more than Biden's plan from last month, and is evenly divided between defense and humanitarian programs. And of course, you can keep up on all the news from Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Sri Lankan authorities have deployed armored vehicles and troops on the streets of the capital a day after pro-government mobs attacked peaceful protesters, triggering a wave of violence across the country. Armored trucks with soldiers on Wednesday were seen rolling into some areas of Colombo, where the government is facing its most severe challenge in decades as the country plunges into economic crisis and protests. Security forces have been ordered to shoot those deemed to be participating in the violence as sporadic acts of arson and vandalism continue despite a strict curfew. Anti-government protests began over a debt crisis that has nearly bankrupted Sri Lanka and left its people facing shortages of fuel and other essentials. Iran's intelligence ministry said Wednesday that it detained two Europeans as a European Union envoy visited the country over its stalled nuclear negotiations with world powers. The announcement by the ministry during the visit of EU envoy Enrique Mora comes as Tehran is already threatening to execute an Iranian-Swedish researcher in prison since 2016, and as another Iranian national faces a life sentence there. Iran has long denied allegations that it uses its arrests as a bargaining chip with the West. Tehran denies that though negotiations around its landmark 2015 nuclear deal saw Americans freed in that swap after the series of negotiations. Testing for COVID-19 has plummeted across the globe, making it much tougher for scientists to track the course of the pandemic and spot new and worrisome viral mutants as they emerge and spread. Experts say testing has dropped by 70 to 90% worldwide from the first to the second quarter of this year. That's the opposite of what they say should be happening, with new Omicron variants on the rise in places like the United States and South Africa. The city of Shanghai, China, is doubling down on pandemic restrictions after a brief period of loosening up. This has been frustrating residents who were hoping a more than month-long lockdown was finally easing as the number of new cases falls in China's largest city. Teams in white protective suits have been entering the homes of coronavirus-infected people to spray disinfectant. Shanghai has also ordered people in some areas to stay in their homes after letting them out for limited shopping in recent weeks. And once again, recapping our top story this hour, members of the Ukrainian military who are still in the remains of a steel plant near Mariupol have suffered heavy casualties, and they say they're low on supplies. Marissa Melton, VOA News.